3 months into Pakistan's flood crisis, over 7 million people are still living without adequate shelter, exposed to the impending winter. While areas in the north have already begun to rebuild, aid workers in the south are still dealing with the immediate needs of flood victims. Michael O'Brien is the spokesperson for the International Committee of the Red Cross in Pakistan. He told Kelsey Brennan-Wessels that stagnant water in the country's south is causing food and health emergencies.
There's still a lot of water lying in the southern provinces, in parts of Balochistan, certainly in Sindh along the course of the Indus River, and in southern Punjab as well. And I guess the problem is that a lot of that water flowed out of areas where water normally flows into areas that are not well drained, so it's lying stagnant now. That's had an impact on people being able to get back onto their properties to farm, to plant the cereal crop for the end of the year, but it's also had an impact on where we saw the health issues in the country going. There's less emphasis now on gastrointestinal problems, but there's more emphasis on mosquito-borne diseases and the impact of malnutrition.
Now, how long will it be until we can start looking at rebuilding or long-term permanent building?
In the northwest, where ICRC is most active with our Pakistan Red Crescent colleagues, the early recovery phase has certainly started already. Last week, we donated nearly £1 million of farm machinery to 8 model farm services in the northwest. So farmers can start to prepare the land and get the traditional winter cereal crop into the ground. So we're also in the process of donating seed and fertilizer for that to occur. And about 50,000 farming families will take advantage of that farm machinery, which is used on loan to small farm holdings, plus the seed distribution. In the south, it's a different story. With the water still lying and the large amount of sediment still on fields, it's going to be very difficult for people to get a crop in this year, and the planting deadline is fast approaching. Once the temperatures change as the northern hemisphere winter kicks in, it's difficult to get a crop germinated, so that means longer-term liability for those in the south. I just say that the crisis is a long way from being over, of course, because, as you point out, we've started the recovery phase in the north, but in the south we're still really in the relief phase. So there's a lot more to be done before people start to recover their livelihoods in the south, where the vast majority of the population are affected, of course.